The cruise to nowhere. It was something we talked of doing for several months. Just a chance to get away to another world. We knew it wouldn't last forever. But even a short suspension of time would do. That it could serve as a honeymoon and even a chance to celebrate a life gave it more importance. But with one thing and another, we couldn't manage to get away to get away. Sometimes after the fact, I realize it's something I'm trying for the first time in my life. I base on some other thing that I've already experienced. So when I imagined what a cruise would be like, I thought of some small boat that wouldn't make sense. Like one of those day-long fishing trips you take with your family. And so when I tried to imagine the weather, I was holding onto the steel rail of an open deck, feeling the ocean mist my face. And trusting that we were in the good hands of a captain who, like so many before him, could take direction from the stars. Of course, our cruise ship, over 1,000 feet long, had 6 restaurants, several performance venues, and a party on every deck. I didn't mention that by the time we went, I knew I hadn't long to live. So it wasn't the chaos masquerading as celebration that I was seeking, but rather the simple, sensual pleasures of the summer sun in the middle of winter and the magic of being transported to somewhere so clearly different. How could I help but think this might be my only cruise? As I know those loved ones with me were thinking too, it was there, between the waves that rocked us to sleep, in the meals we ate together, in the way we held on to each other passing through a storm. I wanted to tell them, don't worry, this little bit of heaven will imprint itself into our skin. We will always have it. And when the end comes, be willing to let go of my hand. Think of it as a cruise to nowhere. Let me go back to the dust I was. Let the winds blow where they will. Let the stars have me back.